Not to have a dirty clean, clean note on Andrianus and Toyo, A-R-I-A-D-N-A, last name S-A-N-T-O-Y-O, birthday 1-26-07. Mutation 11-2-24. Patient presents with complaints of net abdominal pain for the past few months, with vomiting daily. States at onset after having COVID several weeks ago. Describes a burning sensation. Without diarrhea, review symptoms, complaints of lethargy for the past few months, past medical history, history of gastritis, 10-year-old, seen PCP without treatment or workup, states, parentheses, went away. Social history patient is in the 12th grade, also working at Arby's 30 hours a week to help support her family with her brother as well. They say she's been having trouble sleeping some nights with racing thoughts, worrying about the future and what is she going to do. Trying to help family with finances. As above, physical exam, general appearance, patient is in no acute distress, head, eyes, ears, nose, throat, with a normal and neck level without masses, lungs clear off, chest percussion, heart rhythm, rhythm without murmurs, gallop, abdomen, with one plus super umbilical tenderness without guarding or rebound, back, scan, extremities, neuropsychiatric, all within normal limits, mental status with anxious effect without suicidal or homicidal ideation. Impression. Abdominal pain with gastritis, with associated vomiting. Also, acute stress reaction with insomnia, lethargy related to above, to rule out other causes. Patient obtain acute labs on patient to be for further evaluation. Patient given prescription for Protonix, Zofran. And also advised to get melatonin to take at night to help with sleep as needed. Advised to follow up with her PCP, who she hasn't seen for a while and is uncertain their name, but was seen at Calvary Clinic before, so she's to call and make an appointment to see her PCP. In the near future, as soon as she's able to be receive additional evaluation, to follow up here as needed. We'll notify of abnormal lab results. Also advised to seek counseling at her school through a school counselor, with further evaluation referral as needed, and recommended there. also mentioned MHR, Tri-County Psychological Services available. Patient lives in San Jacinto County. It should be eligible for some of the local resources. In addition to school counselor. Thank you, Dr. Helmiger.